عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى to bless our جماعة and make all of us among those who listen and obey. I welcome actually the brother here, the one who need to learn about Islam, inshallah. Can you say your name? You pronounce your name.
Japanese name?
Your Japanese name.
Yeah. Wissam Muraoka.
Wissam?
Wissam Muraoka.
MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Brother Wissam Muraoka came here yesterday, alhamdulillah, to listen to you, to see you, inshallah ta'ala. He's welcome in our mosque. Inshallah ta'ala, any question we can give it to him. Can you let me explain the class first, or you need to go and you have important questions before you leave? And you have time to sit down with us for half an hour? Then I will accept your question.
So, I have one question and one request.
So you need to ask the question now because you are in rush. You need to leave.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
So once upon a time, you know, long time ago, Muhammad changed the Qibla. You know Qibla?
Yes.
The sanctuary place.
Yes.
From
Bayt al-Maqdis, Jerusalem,
to Mecca.
Yes.
Why not? Why is the reason?
Okay. Islam and the Quran came gradually, verse by verse. So in the beginning of the Islam, people in Mecca, the Prophet spent and the Sahaba, the companion, 13 years in Mecca. That's his original town. That is the main town he born in Mecca. So we have the Quran divided to two parts. Revelation revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in Mecca for 13 years. And revelation came in Medina after he migrated from Mecca to Medina. So in the beginning, actually, they used to turn themselves the Qibla to take it to Jerusalem, Bayt al-Maqdis. Then after that, when he immigrated to Medina, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has his own decisions. He commanded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions to turn their face from Bayt al-Maqdis, Jerusalem, to Mecca. Because Mecca is the main Qibla for all the believers. So Allah, he changed this exactly. This is the decision of Allah. Is not by Muhammad, peace be upon him. His decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the Jew that time when he migrated to Medina, there is a Jew live and dwelling in Medina. They used to insult the Prophet and the companion. Why actually you turn your face to in the Salah to our destination or our Qibla or Bayt al-Maqdis in Jerusalem? They accused him for this. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his salah, while he's praying, he used to raise his eyes or seen to the sky, feeling bad. Why we have to turn our face to Jerusalem, while the Baytullah, the house of Allah in Mecca? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the verse in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قال نرى تقلب وجهك في السماء فلنولينك قبلة ترضاها. Translation: we saw that you turn your face unhappy to the heaven, seeking actually a new destination or a new Qibla. So we will turn you, we will make you happy, Ya Muhammad, to turn the Qibla for the Muslim from Bayt al-Maqdis in Palestine, the holy place too. But the Jew, they consider themselves that's their Qibla, the Jew. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this verse. So while they were in the Salah, they turned completely to the other destination. While they turned their face to the Qibla in Bayt al-Maqdis in Jerusalem, Allah sent the verses while he was in the Salah, and the Prophet ﷺ turned this face or his face, and the Sahaba follow him while he was in the Salah toward to Mecca. So became Mecca our Qibla, the destination of the Muslim. And you see, I just came from there. Millions of people, they go to Mecca because this is our Qibla now. But before in Mecca, they used to turn their face toward the two Bayt al-Maqdis in Palestine. That is the decision come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
It's good.
So, in my opinion, Muhammad changed the Qibla conveniently and for spreading Islam. So now we have to change the Qibla for new era, I mean new generation.
It's not our decision. That the decision happened in the time of the Prophet. It's already Quran, send the Quran for that purpose. The Quran already, we are not changing. That is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he received this order from Allah. Heard that Sheikh Muhammad, he's with him. We received the order, he received the order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change the Qibla. Because the Prophet, he wasn't happy to pray toward to Jerusalem, Bayt al-Maqdis. He wasn't happy for that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by his wisdom, he commanded the messenger and the companions, the believer at that time, to turn their face from Bayt al-Maqdis in Jerusalem to the Mecca. So it's not our decision. It is the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he follow, then we follow, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he ordered the companions, ordered the believer to turn their face to the Qibla in Mecca. So Mecca is the first house of Allah. It was a wisdom from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay, I understand.
We don't change anything.
Allah change anything.
You never change it.
No.
How can I say?
Don't ask me any question related to the electronic, because I know Japan is the best place to actually to make electronic stuff. Don't ask me anything for electronic, because I don't understand. You ask me about the religion. It's why can I start to the class with the people now, and I give you a chance to ask more, because people need actually the class. We have a different class today. Barakallah fiik. Yes. My brother, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Al-Muslim, when he intended to perform Hajj and Umrah, he must search for where, how he performed the Hajj and Umrah. Muslim all the time, before you go, that's why I put responsibility for every Muslim or any group to go over there to educate our people, because you may violate the law of the Umrah and Hajj. Hajj, it's mean pilgrimage. And Umrah is a small pilgrimage. So he has to find out what is the right rights. What is the rights in the Umrah and Hajj before he travels. And this class, I found myself obligated to explain to my beloved brothers and sisters here in the masjid to go and perform the Hajj and before performing the Hajj and Umrah, must study the rules. Okay, now, Umrah and Hajj has the conditions based on the book of Allah and Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Two conditions. Number one, the sincere niyyah. I am going there to perform the Hajj and Umrah with sincerity, that he is seeking the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's seeking the benefits of the Hajj and Umrah. Number two, which you call it al-ikhlas. Before you go, you have to be sincere in your intention. That's the two conditions before you go all the time. Time. There is, before we go, there is a miqat. its appointed place, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam appointed in the whole globe for those who travel to perform Hajj and Umrah. Nobody allowed to pass the Miqat. Miqat, that is the place which you start your niyyah. Clothing mean nothing. I saw people in Kennedy Airport dress the ihram and they make talbiyah. They said labbaik Allah in Kennedy Airport. There is no any. The clothes mean nothing. Yes, we need it to perform the Hajj and Umrah. But the most important, we need exactly to establish our niyyah from the appointed place or equal to this appointed place. For the people in North America and those who came from Africa, European, they have a place in the plane called Rabigh. For us here, for example, if we stop, we have Rabigh. Rabigh is like 20 minutes before you reach Jeddah. The first step, if you travel to Jeddah, for example, all of us take the plane from Kennedy Airport to go to Jeddah in Saudi Arabia. Before you reach Jeddah, about 20 minutes in the plane, you will be equal to a place which the Prophet ﷺ avoided, called Rabigh. Rabigh. You should ask. Therefore, I prefer the Muslim when you travel to take a Muslim airline. Do not take a non-Muslim airline because they're never going to tell you. But at least the Muslim airline will tell you, yes, after 20 minutes, half an hour, prepare yourself. Meaning, actually, you have to change the clothes of Ihram if you go to Mecca. If you are not intended to go to Mecca first and you go to Medina, you will be regular clothes. And you're going to stop in Jeddah, and from Jeddah you go with your regular clothes to spend the time in Medina first. Then there is a place 20 minutes by bus from Medina called Al-Jami'. Jami'a, the mosque over there, called Dhi Hulayfa or Abyaru Ali. Abyaru Ali or Dhu Hulayfa. What you going to do? You go in there, enjoy it in Medina with your regular clothes. You don't need to do anything, just to enjoy it, to pray in the masjid. All the salah. Then when you intended to go to Mecca to perform your Umrah, you dress. You could dress the ihram, the two pieces, the shirt and izar, from your hotel. It is sunnah to take shower. It is the sunnah when you reach the miqat to make two rak'ah in order to be in the ihram. Ihram, it doesn't mean only clothes only. Ihram to establish your niyyah from the place of the miqat. You cannot do it in the hotel. You must. Now we have something, ya Shaykh Fadlullah, called a train. They make a beautiful train. We used to take the bus from Medina to Mecca and spend like more than 5 hours. Now they have a beautiful train. I think Japan, they are the one they made it. You understand? Have a credit, man.
No, man.
So you have like a train take you from Mecca to Medina. You're not going to go to in the mosque anymore. You cannot reach the mosque, but you will be equal to the mosque. The mosque which is Abyar Ali or Dhu Hulayfa. When you will be equal to, they will tell you in the train, now after half an hour, you will be actually start your ihram. What does ihram mean? With your clothes, the two pieces, no underwear, no pants, nothing, two pieces. You will say, it's like when you reach and they tell you, that is the miqat, after a few minutes, start to prepare yourself with your ihram. You're going to Mecca now from Medina. What you going to say? لبيك اللهم wait until I finish that class. لبيك اللهم عمرة. Huh? Can we repeat it to speak? لبيك اللهم عمرة. لبيك اللهم عمرة. That is the only thing you establish it by your tongue. Zaniya all the time in other abli farida, it's in your heart. Except it is the only positions. You establish the niyyah of the ihram by your tongue. لبيك اللهم عمرة. And then after that, when you will be in the miqat, for example, somebody in the plane and go to Mecca first, and you pass it, Allah Rabbi will pass it. I don't hear anybody in the plane, those with ihram, to say labbaik Allahumma labbaik. I don't see anybody. If you pass the ihram in the plane, which is 20 minutes equal to Rabigh, that is the appointed place the Prophet appointed to start your ihram. Ihram is two pieces of clothes plus. You say you have to establish the niyyah. Labbaik Allahumma umrah. Then after that you say labbaik Allahumma labbaik. لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك. That's the dua every Muslim. Can I say it by English? I don't know. No, when you graduated from the college, you pass all the exam, mashallah, by English, by language, whatever it is. It's very simple dua. Every Muslim should memorize this dua by Arabic language. لبيك اللهم لبيك. Okay, now if you pass the ihram and you don't say, you establish it by your tongue, the niyyah come from your heart, the ihram, and you reach Jeddah, I found people, they give fatwa, because we know to exactly we are 2 billion Muslim, the 2 billion Muslim al-alim, mashallah, 2 billion Muslim al-alim, all of them are alim. Do not take any statement from any non-knowledgeable. So what you should do, you're going to play exactly, it's going to cost you. You have to sacrifice an animal because you pass the ihram. You are not going to trip to California or Florida. You're going for ihram, you must ask you the ulama. You must read. You must exactly educate yourself. So whoever pass the miqat without the ihram, so what happened is, you will make violations. The violation is to sacrifice an animal for the people in Mecca over there, the poor people in Mecca over there. Some people, they say, they give fatwa, opinion. Don't worry. You pass it. You can make it from Jeddah. Jeddah is not appointed place to start your haram except the people who are living in Jeddah. Their miqat will be in Jeddah. People who live in Mecca, their miqat is Mecca. They don't need to go outside. They start their ihram. The people who live in Jeddah start their ihram in Jeddah. People who live in Mecca start their ihram in Mecca. The only travelers, if you travel from America and Europe, for example, or Africa, you should start 20 minutes before you reach Jeddah. That is your appointed place, call it al-miqat. So if you pass it without, this is going to cost you to sacrifice an animal. Every violation, it costs you to sacrifice an animal. And nobody has an excuse. I don't know, ya akhi. I'm not a alim. I'm not a scholar. But you're going for something, you have to study. You have to know. You have to ask. Do not do anything by your own. So that is number one. Very important. Because I saw a woman in Medina, and the woman, she has menses, menstruations. She said, I cannot perform the Umrah anymore. I cannot do it. She passed the miqat in Medina without performing her intention or to declare the niyyah from Medina, believing that she is menses, she's in menses, she's impure. And she's not allowed to do that. La, even if she has menses, she should start his ihram from al-masjid over there, masjid over there, which you call it Abyar Ali. And she can do everything like the one who make an umrah, except one. What is that? Except to go where? Inside the holy masjid to make the tawaf around the Kaaba. Around the Kaaba to make seven times around the Kaaba, conditions is to be in wudu and to be pure. Woman, she has a menses, she's not allowed to enter the holy house in Mecca. She has to wait until she became pure from the menses. Then after that, she will have access to make to make actually the Umrah or to go inside the Masjid. Safa and Marwa. When you go 7 times around the Kaaba, must have wudu. You have wudu. Somebody, after he make 6 times around the Kaaba, and he lost his wudu. Let me go number 7. Allah Ghafur Rahim. La. He must go outside, but when you come back to continue number 7 to point it where you lost your wudu and start from the place you lost the wudu. Do not start from the beginning. Because a lot of people, when they lost the wudu and they make 6 times, 5 times, when they came back and renew their wudu, they start from number 1. La. You start from the time of you lost the wudu. Safa and Marwa is not necessity to be in wudu. Safa and Marwa is not necessity for the woman to be in purifications. In Safa and Marwa. But the condition to be pure when you make a tawaf around the Kaaba. That is actually, we agree about the basic here. Okay, woman with menses. Can she recite the Quran? Yes. But she cannot hold the Mus'haf itself. A Mus'haf, as we say, the Arabic verses. Which Allah sent the Quran by Arabic verses. That's called it Mus'haf. The book of translation is totally different. She could memorize the Quran. She could make the dua. She could make everything, inshallah ta'ala. That's actually, my time is only 1 minute and I finish, inshallah ta'ala. So, let's we agree about two pieces of ihram. The niyyah, when the time, the appointed place, to start your niyyah, start the labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. You have to be without any tension. Somebody has like a sandal, shoes, and has stitches. Can I? Yes, you are allowed to exactly. The only thing you avoid in stitches, only the two pieces of clothes. Somebody, for example, has a belt. And it's a lot of people buying belts from around the Kaaba or before they reach there. And the belt has a lot of stitches to keep their money or something like this. There's nothing wrong with it. The only two things which had cannot contain any stitches, the two pieces of clothes. You are not allowed to wear any kind of clothes has a stitches. But shoes is okay. Shoes is okay, no problem, we don't have. Eyeglasses okay. Very hot in Mecca. And I need to perform my Umrah. Can I hold the umbrella? Yes. An umbrella has stitches? Yes. Woman with niqab, burqa, covering the face. And actually she's allowed, and this burqa has stitches. Woman is out of this rule. Woman can dress any kind of clothes with the stitches. Woman can wear a socks. You are not allowed to wear a socks. You are not allowed to wear a socks. Unless if you are sick and you have a problem with your feet and your feet has infections or something and the doctor recommended, you must wear exactly a socks. There is nothing wrong with that. The only thing, watches. And the watches also has like a stitches. Can I wear my watch? Yes, you are allowed. The only thing, you know, stitches allowed is the two pieces of the clothes. That is the only thing. Woman with burqa, not allowed to perform the Umrah and to go around the Kaaba while she stick the burqa stick to her skin in the face. She must. That is the companions, female. When they used to perform the Umrah, and with niqab, the burqa, they used to take it out. Unless if the woman actually wore too much to make it far, but it's very difficult for her in the crowded area. So you are not allowed, my beloved sister, the one she put the burqa and the niqab to cover the face, you are allowed to take it out and leave only your face and your hand. Not allowed to put any gloves, my beloved sisters. You must have exactly tawaf with uncovered face and number 2, the 2 hands. My time is over. And I don't say 10% of what I need to say today. Tomorrow, if Allah give us life, be with us. We continue about a very complicated rule, inshallah. Go ahead, Akhi.
Shaykh Mustafa, so two questions. One is for women. So for the niqab, is only for the tawaf, the rest of the time she can have it?
Yes.
Only for the tawaf?
Only for the tawaf. Safa and Marwa, she can put it.
And like when she is on...
in the street, go the shopping mall, everything in the niqab.
Okay,
only while she performing the tawaf.
Okay. And for ihram, right? So ihram, there is no verbal intention that I'm going to make umrah.
Nothing at all. Okay. Your intention is to say the word, Assalamu alaikum, labbaik Allahumma umrah.
And then two rakat of salat is nothing?
Well, I don't reach this area. Inshallah, I'm intended to speak about this. The two rak'ah for the salah after you finish the tawaf. Hey, this is obligation or this is sunnah?
Okay.
Somebody did not do it. I violate my umrah. No. Because this is mustahab. It's desirable to make the two rak'ah. Because Allah said that in the Quran. وَاتَّخِذُ مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. Maqamu Ibrahim, you know where is Maqamu Ibrahim? Around the Kaaba. You don't need to do it in this place. Because a lot of people that are ignorant. It's very crowded. And they intend to make the two rak'ah, to make salah in the Maqam Ibrahim and violate all the rules. A lot of people die for controversy. You could make the two rak'ah in any place, even get out from the building and make it outside, because the whole Mecca is a haram. Somebody lives 2 miles from the masjid. And he doesn't have time to come to the masjid. Shall he go to the street and pray with the people? Yes, because you're still in the haram. The whole Mecca is a haram. It's a holy place. The whole Mecca, you could make salah. But of course, if you come to the masjid, you will more reward to pray in the masjid or outside the masjid. It's recommended, inshaAllah ta'ala. Barakallah fiqh. Subhanahu alhamdulillah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. The brother has still have some questions.
Well,
no.
I changed my mind. So, Makkah as Kibla is okay.
Yes.
Definitely okay.
Yes.
So, if you losing your way, losing your life, please catch me up. Just visit my site. Concentration, you and both you and me, and help each other.
If you lose to the Qibla, brother, like we are here, you're traveling to vacations, and alhamdulillah, now in the phone, you could find where the Qibla is in your phone. We have the compasses over there. But if you are, it's difficult for you, turn your face to any place and pray, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that also in the Quran. Allah sent it. أَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَتَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. Any place you turn your face, you're going to the face of Allah will actually wait for you, or you turn your face to the face of Allah. The whole entire globe is the Qibla. If you miss the Qibla, so you are not, you say, I don't know where is the Qibla. I'm not going to pray. La. You don't recognize the Qibla. Try to work hard to locate where the Qibla is. If you are not able to locate the Qibla is, where the Qibla is, you turn your face to any place and pray. And pray, because you will find the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your prayer. Got it?
Yeah.
Barakallah. Yeah. Welcome in the time. We'll love to see you again, inshallah.
Good question. Very good.